1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. Montrose clerk and recorder Tressa Guinness will ask Clear Ballot to conduct a retabulation of 2020 votes to compare its results with Dominion voting. Montrose Press says this is not a recall of the results of the election. Guinness is not expecting any different results or anomalies. Clear Ballot and Dominion are the two approved voting systems in Colorado. 62 counties out of 64 use Dominion. Garfield and Douglas counties using Clear Ballot. The cost of the retabulation estimated at $19,000. Colorado is in a dire situation regarding intensive care unit beds and COVID patients. Colorado Sun says the state has fewer ICU beds now than at any other time previously throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Less than 200 beds were available last Thursday. On Friday, the percentage of Colorado's ICU bed capacity was at 88%. 81% of those hospitalized are unvaccinated or only partly vaccinated. Garfield County commissioners are not happy with the proposed new congressional redistricting map. Map as drafted would put a portion of Garfield County in Congressional District 2 with parts of the Front Range. Commissioners writing a strongly worded letter criticizing the map, saying it would hurt the representation in Congress. Work on I-70 in Glenwood Canyon continues. Crews this week will put in shoring towers to help remove the damaged westbound lanes and excavate the damaged retaining wall. Damaged fiber line being pulled, as well as debris clearing from the recreation path from Grizzly Creek Rest Area to Glenwood Springs. Project details can be found on the Department of Transportation website, codot.gov, under the Projects tab. I'm Tyler Franson in the KNZZ News Center, online at 1100knzz.com.